Hi, y'all. This is Chardonnay Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM. Do you know me? Of course you do. Though maybe you haven't seen me in a little while. I'm that drum beat coming through your car radio. And I'm that thumping bass that drags you along with the rhythm. I'm that part of music that makes you wanna dance. Gospel song issuing forth from a Sunday morning church house. Midnight oozing out of a backstreet honky-tonk. I draw my nourishment from the teeming streets of New York City, the lonely grain-covered plains of Minnesota, from cabaret and camp meeting, bayou and beer joint, good times and ghettos. I was born in the houses of New Orleans and traveled up the river on the northbound paddle wheelers. I was nurtured in the Mississippi Delta when the seeds of the blues sprang forth from the rich black soil. I was there when Elvis learned to sing, when B.B. got his first guitar. I'm black and white and smooth and rough and hard and soft. I'm the roots of American music, and I'm always there just below the surface. And when the chaff of trend and fad is swept aside, I'm exposed again. Strong, pulsating, and very much alive. The winds of change may blow the tree away, but the roots remain. Then, now, and until the end.
In session, the defender of the faith, the defender of the gates, your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Pittsburgh, you're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. WWRO Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, time travel radio, part of the Quartz in Session family. And you heard it, you're listening to Quartz in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30, Rock and roll, country, and soul is what we've got lined up tonight to play on the air. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and we're going to have a great time tonight. If you want to get a request on the air, well, you can give me a call at 412-268-9728. 412-268-WRCT is the number to call. Tonight's show is brought to you in part by our friends at Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, all made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, hang with friends in a cafe setting, and they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, you can visit their website at sidecar412.com. Sidecar Bakery, our sponsor for the first hour of tonight's show. So you may have heard, and hopefully you did, hopefully I'm not the bearer of the bad news, but one of the all-time great rock and roll guitarists, Dickie Betts of the Allman Brothers, passed away today at the age of 80. So throughout the show, we're going to be playing Allman Brothers and Dickie Betts tunes. A lot of fans out there, I know, you can give me a call at the station. We can go deep. Tell us everything you want to hear from Dickie. We're going to play tonight. And we're going to close tonight celebrating the great discography that he left us, because he did a lot of recordings and left a lot of great music for us to cherish. Also, a little bit later in tonight's first hour, we've got Joanne Shaw Taylor, one of the top blues women in the world. She's going to be calling in, joining us tonight. She's actually playing live and has got a show she's going to perform tonight, but she's going to squeeze in some time to join Quartz in Session. So keep it right here on 88.3 FM. It's going to be a great show. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. So thinking about the Allman Brothers and thinking about the very first song I can remember hearing, and why don't you guys go back and join me? What was the first time in your life you heard an Allman Brothers song and Dickie Betts on that sixth string? Well, mine goes back, my first memory is going back to about first grade. The Allman Brothers had done a little bit of a comeback reunion album of sorts called Enlightened Rogues. And this song I'm going to play was the single off the album. Dickie Betts wrote it, and it's my first Allman Brothers memory. WRCT 88.3 FM. Guys, this is brand new from the Black Crowes. This is Bedside Manners.
Down on my
Brand new from the Black Crowes. New album is called Happiness Bastards. And that track was called Bedside Manners. I like that. What do you think? Give me a call here at the station, 412-268-9728. That's the number to let me know. Before the Black Crowes, the latest from the band Josephus and the George Jonestown Massacre. It's an entire album with guest stars covering songs from the MC5. And that, of course, was Thunder Express. Before that, requests going out to Paul in West Mifflin. And going back to the late 90s with Kiss with Psycho Circus. And we opened it all up with the very first Allman Brothers song I ever remember hearing. Going back to 1979. I was a wee little EJL. And that was Dickie Betts singing lead with Crazy Love. Of course, I announced a few minutes ago, we lost Dickie Betts today at the age of 80. Give me a call tonight. Let me know what Allman Brothers songs you want to hear. We're going to close tonight's show celebrating the music and the legacy of one of the all-time great rock and roll guitarists. So do you ride a bicycle? Do you want safer streets, respect for motorists, and bicycle infrastructure improvements? Well, Bike Pittsburgh is a nonprofit organization working on improving the conditions on the streets and the amenities off the streets, making Pittsburgh a more bicycle-friendly city. Find out about Bike Pittsburgh's programs on the web at bike-pgh.org or by phone at 412-325-4334 or stop by your local bike shop and pick up a brochure, Bike Pittsburgh. So you want to keep it right here because in a few minutes we're going to have Joanne Shaw Taylor joining us on the radio. I got a request from Tommy in Blonox. He's a big Kansas fan. And he was telling me about how great the Steve Walsh solo album was after Steve left Kansas about 10 years ago. So I pulled it. I got it here on vinyl and I'm going to play a deep cut from it. The album was called Black Butterfly, and Steve hasn't recorded anything since this, but Tommy's right, it's a really great album, especially if you're a Kansas fan. Give it a listen, and keep it right here on 88.3 FM.
My dearest,
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3, streaming online at WRCT.org. And that was Sweet Little Lies, the latest from Joanne Shaw Taylor, Blues Dynamo. She is coming to Pittsburgh, to the Byam Theater, May 1st. It's a show you're not going to want to miss. And a little special treat tonight, we've got Joanne on the phone with us. How are you, dear?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We're doing terrific. Great new album about to come out July 1st, Heavy Soul. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, I recorded this last year at Historic RCA Studios in Nashville, Tennessee, with my fabulous producer, Mr. Kevin Shirley, whose name you might recognize from working with Beth Hart and Mr. Bonamassa. Yeah, it's my, I believe this is my 10th studio album now, and it's, you know, a good blend of rock, pop, soul, all the usual genres people can expect of me, but I think it's a cracking album, and I'm really happy with it and excited for fans to hear it.
You know, I've listened to the entire album, and I think it is terrific. We've been getting some great caller response from Sweet Little Lies, and of course, you got a great video for the title track, Heavy Soul. But all those albums, you actually have a great backstory. You got discovered as a teenager by David Stewart of the Eurythmics.
Correct, yeah. I did. I've been gigging for about a year or two around the UK and a little bit of Europe, and it was just one of those sort of fateful things. Unfortunately, my mom at that time had just been diagnosed with breast cancer. But
sorry. We'd been
asked, yeah, thank you, love. I've been asked to do a charity kind of fundraiser for a support group she was part of called Breast Friends, which I said yes, obviously. And it just happened a friend of Dave's was there who passed on my information to Dave and some music of mine. And yeah, so it all kind of weirdly came out of, yeah, my mom having cancer, which is a strange thing, but that's life, I suppose.
Has your mother recovered?
She did recover from breast cancer. Unfortunately, we lost her to ovarian some time ago, but been a long time ago now. Thank you, love.
So the new album is out. You are on the road. Now, where are you calling from tonight?
I'm currently in New Hampshire in the dressing room of Jimmy's Blues Club, getting ready to go on tonight and, you know, just chilling out, trying to get in the live vibe.
Well, don't lose your fire for May 1st here in Pittsburgh, because we're excited to see you at the Byam. So we've been playing Sweet Little Lies, but let's play something new from the album. Why don't you give us a tune to play right now?
I'll give you, my favorite is Wild Love. So if you fancy playing that, that would be really cool.
We've got Joanne Shaw Taylor on the phone with us tonight. This is new from her album, Heavy Soul. This is Wild Love.
We'll be right back.
I'm at the door with no second thought. We're standing so far out of bounds, but this feeling's so profound. It's not good what I'm thinking of. It's nothing to be proud of. This shouldn't make sense, but it does. 'Cause baby, we've got wild love.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, WWRO Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. If you are just tuning in, well, we got a big treat tonight. We've got Joanne Shaw Taylor, Blues Dynamo, on the phone with us, calling in from New Hampshire. She's about to go on stage, and we're excited to have you. That was new from her new album, Heavy Soul. Joanne, tell us, what's the difference between playing in Europe, playing in England where you're from, and playing here in the States? What's the difference with the crowds?
To be honest, I found there's only subtle differences with the crowds. The Brits can be slightly more reserved than the US. You know, and then obviously playing in Europe, there's a little bit of a back language barrier. I can speak basic French and German, but, you know, once you start getting into, you know, Poland and Belgium, I'm kind of at a loss. But, you know, you find that people are the same wherever you go in the world. And particularly when it comes to music, you know, we're all connected by that thread of love for it. So, you know, there's subtle differences, but by and large, I just love performing anywhere, to be honest.
Well, you know, when you come to Pittsburgh on May 1st, that Pittsburgh audience is going to be anything but subtle. And you might speak some French. We're going to teach you a little Pittsburghese for when you hit the stage.
All right, deal.
We've got Joanne Shaw Taylor. I know you got to hit the stage. Thanks so much for calling in tonight. Come on back on the show. We're looking forward to seeing you May 1st at the Byam Theater. And let's close out with some more music from the new album coming out July 1st. This is a title track. This is Heavy Soul.
Stay on.
Feel better when you're in your- Hey, life doesn't stop when cancer starts. After diagnosis, treatment is vital. But for some, just getting there to appointments, chemo, or radiation is a major challenge. You can change that. Volunteer to give rides with the American Cancer Society Road to Recovery Program. Driving for a few hours of your day can make a life-saving difference for someone with cancer. Visit cancer.org/drive to learn more.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Stress may feel like a constant and one that may lead to heart disease and stroke. But what if we focus on what we can control and turn those stressful minutes into our me time? Sometimes just taking a deep breath can make a difference. Or going on a short walk, maybe even taking a nap to recharge. Managing your stress means managing your health, so it's important to take back your moments. This is your me time. Own it. Learn more about reducing stress at heart.org/stress.
Guess what I ate late last night? If you guess Taco Bell, you're right. 'Cause the late night drive-thru is like the easiest thing to do. If it's late and you're hungry as hell, Taco Bell. Taco Bell.
Hey, counselor, Mando Richard here, reminding you and your listeners that banjos and steel guitars made the original metal music. I invite y'all to learn more by tuning into my radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, every Wednesday at 11 a.m., right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. I know Eric schedules his court time so he can catch Pittsburgh's most eclectic mixture of folk music at 11 a.m. Wednesdays on WRCT. Just one reminder, Whiskey Before Breakfast is a radio show and a fiddle tune, not a behavioral suggestion unless you want Eric to represent you at your DUI trial. Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays, 11 a.m. on 88.3 FM Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
Hey everybody, this is Rick Emmett. Turn up that radio because you're listening to Eric Jackson Lurie on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you. something up my sleeve. I've got stuff where you wouldn't believe. From the bill of my cap to the tongue of my shoe, my third baseman knows what to do. He's got stuff too. You give my curveball that extra bite, make my sinker slide out of sight. I cut my fastball like old Mike Scott. You know I'm good, you just don't know what I got.